In the name of Jesus. Amen. The third day has great significance. So the Old Testament people of God taught and believed. If you were to go through the Old Testament with a concordance, you would find that the number three, and especially the third day, introduces some very significant, miraculous events. It was on the third day that Abraham took his only son Isaac up to sacrifice him according to God's command. It was on the third day of the third month when the Lord God descended upon Mount Sinai to give Moses and the children of Israel his holy law. And of course, the third day finds its culmination and its pinnacle in the resurrection of our Lord. Saul of Tarsus, sat blinded for 3 days until Ananias the prophet, as he was sent by the Spirit, came to him and baptized him on the third day. The most significant event in the life of St. Paul, and a significant event in the life of Christ's church, because he who was blind, both physically and spiritually, was given sight. He who was dead in his trespasses and sins was given new life. He, blind, dead, and an enemy of Christ himself and his church, is now converted, turned around 180 degrees, and made an apostle, a direct representative of Jesus Christ himself. Today, we witnessed another third day, for little Ella was baptized into Christ's death and his resurrection. For each Christian, our baptism is our third day, a great day, the most important day in our lives. And so we remember the third day. Each day, as we drown our old Adam, and a new man daily comes forth to arise and live before God in righteousness and purity forever. But we really don't remember the Apostle Paul primarily concerning his conversion, do we? And he would be appalled, no pun intended, he would be appalled if we were to concentrate and focus our attention upon him. For Paul, everything centered on Christ. The theology of the cross was Paul's theology. Yes, we have the three solas by faith, by grace and faith and Scripture alone, but without the solus Christus, there is no meaning to those three solas. The theology of the cross is misunderstood by many as merely our cross and our suffering for the sake of the gospel. But it is much more than that. The first and chief article, Luther writes in the Small Called Articles, is this: that Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, was put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our justification. This is the theology of the cross. There are two crosses. Our Lord Jesus Christ's cross, by which he obtained salvation for us, and our cross as we take it up and follow him. The emphasis typically today has been on the latter and not on the former. But if you would be a theologian, you must know the theology of the cross. It must be your theology. It must be what you preach and teach. It must be central to your life. In one of the last writings of Dr. Robert Price, entitled The Theology of the Cross. He writes this: "The article of redemption, or justification as Luther so often termed it, or what is the same thing, the theology of the cross, really sums up all our theology, sums up the meaning and implications of the sola scriptura and sola fide and sola gratia. The theology of the cross, the article of justification, is not divided or separated from the other articles of faith, creation, sin, grace, baptism, church, Lord's Supper, Christ's return, and eternal life. Rather, all these articles take their meaning from the article of redemption and the theology of the cross. And one understands and applies all other articles only in light of the cross, which points to Christ's atoning and saving work of redemption. There, dear students and dear friends in Christ, is the theology of the cross. Make it your theology. And when you do experience the tentatio, when you experience temptation and affliction, realize that it is a blessing sent from God. God does send crosses to those who believe, teach, and confess the faith, the theology of the cross. It happens without fail. It must happen. And it is God who sends them. God sends them in order to bless us and make us theologians of the cross. May he grant it to each of us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.